Even though technically speaking, Achrei Mos and Kadosh were two different parashas, and some years and leap years, they're not necessarily together. But somehow in our minds, we always think of Achrei Mos Kadosh, Rub the years, Achrei Mos Kadosh are together. And the truth is that the parashas that are combined together, not always, but very often, have certain connections to them. Achrei Mos and Kedoshim have a very, very real connection. The end of Achrei Mos and the end of Kedoshim are almost identical. The end of Achrei Mos talks about the Issurim of Arayos, and the end of Kedoshim speaks about the Onshin Shel Arayos, so there's a definite logical connection between the two. But there's something else that also permeates, a theme that permeates Achrei Mos and Kedoshim, and that is the theme of Kedusha. Kedoshim Kishma Kenu. The parasha begins with Kedosh Matik Kedoshim Hashem Lakechem. Achrei Mos also, the first half of Achrei Mos for sure, also focuses on Kedusha. It focuses on Kodesh, the Kodesh of Kedoshim. It's the only time when the Torah gives us a mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh of Kedoshim. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh of Kedoshim, the most Kodesh of all places. The Kohen Gadol is the most Kodesh of people. He goes on Yom Kippur, the most Kodesh of days. So clearly, Kedusha is playing a role. The Tiarov and Kitsha, Mitumas B'nai Yisrael. Much of the Avodas Hayom of Yom Kippur is Mechaper Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. It's putting the base of Mikdash back into its proper perspective, back into its proper place. Tuma, we spoke about many times, Tuma is the antithesis of Kedusha. So if Yom Kippur is the Mechaper, Kibiyam is a Yom Kippur, it's a matter of Tara. So by definition, Yom Kippur is a time of Chazar al Kedusha. So there are really two different models of Kedusha, two different emphasis of Kedusha. There's a Kedusha Pashas Achrei Mos, and there's Kedusha Pashas Kedoshim. And if you look at these two Kedushas, they seem to be very, very different from one another. Extremely different messages. When you open a Pashas Kedoshim, and you read Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedoshim Hashem Lakechem, you're expecting a very religious parasha, a very ritualistic parasha. And you get a smattering of that also. Torah says Shemir Shabbos. Look at that. I got that. So it's Kacha. I got that. Shabbos is Kodesh. Torah gives you a mitzvah here and there about Chilus Nosar and Pigol. If you can figure out what those psukim mean. Okay, yeah, I got that. A little bit Kachim, a little brisk. You know, Zvachim. That I can understand. That's also part of Kedusha. And then the Torah almost seems to, you know, take a turn down a different path. And the Torah begins to talk to you about things that are very important. They don't seem to have anything to do with Kedusha. I'm a big fan of that. It's a nice thing. Rabbi Kiva thought it was a klal gadol b'Torah, but Kedusha, spiritual holiness, it's holy about Rav Torah Kamoicha. Lo tiknova, shouldn't steal money. Lo sashkes rechav lo sigzal, shouldn't be a gazlan. Lo solid po sachit chad boiker, you should pay your workers on time. These are very, very important ethical moral codes. I'm all in favor of Nezikin also. I like the Makam of Tziva Vasa. They're very important to keep, but what is the Kedusha? If the evil is seated in Michshol, or Selech Rachel V'Yamechol, Vishpatim, isn't Kedusha about Chukim? Isn't Kedusha about like holy, esoteric, religious kind of stuff? So I think it's clear that the Torah is giving us a package of what Kedusha is all about. Kedusha in Yadus has two components to it. Kedusha is not just about a Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kedosh in Yom Kippurim. Kedusha is not just about standing in a Lange Shemen Esrei. Kedusha is not just sitting on Taras HaKodesh and singing Yom Zemechubad on the Shabbos table, but Kedusha. Kedusha also means kikadosh Hashem lekeichem, to be daimel l'shechina in all ways. Bahu chanun afatachanun arachat arachrachem al gav chesed. The Bnei Shalom is the ultimate kaviyach b'dam lechavera. All he does all day is gav chesed and rebrius. Kedush Baruch Hu wants us to emulate his honesty, his integrity, his midas chesed, midas arachemim. And all the mitzvah of the chaver, an expression of that, thus is also kedusha. If a person thinks that kedusha is just the davening of Friday of Yom Kippurim, and it doesn't mean to be honest. It doesn't mean you have to be kind. It doesn't mean you have to be moral and ethical. You may be, you're not a Chemais yet, but you're not a Kedoshim yet. On the other hand, if a person thinks that Kedusha just means, you know, living a moral, ethical life, as long as I don't hurt anybody, as long as I'm honest, as long as I don't cheat anybody, but I don't have to have these greater Dveikas Hashem Yisbarach. I don't really need the Yom Kippur. I'm just, I'm a good guy. I'm a good, honest, you know, truth, justice, and the American way. That's all I need is that. I don't need anything more than that. That's not Kedushas Yisrael. That's just being a Ben Adam. That's being a Mitzvah. Kedushas Yisrael is much more than that. Hashem Baruch Hu, Kedush Baruch Hu wants much more of us. Kedush Baruch Hu doesn't just want us to be nice, honest, friendly guys. That's important. But that's not the end goal. So you're a Kedoshim person, but you're not an Achimos. You missed the boat. You missed the Shabbat HaBad. You missed Kedosh Kedoshim. So when the two parashas converge together, Achimos Kedoshim, Kedosh Baruch Hu was telling us that I have two great plans for you. I want you to be the Achimos Yid of Yom Kippur Lefnai V'Lefnim. I want you to, at the same time, to be a Kedoshim Jew. Lo Signevu, Lo Sechachashu, Lo Sechakru. You're honest. You're kind, you're just, you're doing the right moral, ethical things, as well as being the religious personality of Parshas Achrimos. Because both of these aspects of Kedusha emanate from the same Nekuda. Kedush Baruch Hu wants us to be like Him. He wants us to have a relationship with Him. A relationship with the Kedush Baruch Hu is both in the Kedush Kedoshim and Yom Kippur, as well as in the office and business. You want to really strive to be an Ish Kadosh, you have to combine together the lessons of Achrimos and Kedoshim together. Okay, Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos. Good Shabbos, see everybody bright and early Sunday morning.